do, Nick. Back up in the bitch. If we lie, huh? Yo, hey man, look, it's 3KQ Radio. It's your boy, Nick. No nickname. You know why I don't got a nickname? The bitches can't come up with one for me. And I'm in this bitch. I'm hosting this motherfucker tonight, so y'all be ready for whatever, whenever, however. That's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. This is a show that's going to embody a topic that I probably don't know nothing about. So I'm not going to be too much talking about it. But, you know, we definitely going to have a good show. It's Black History Month. It's February, the second month of the year. It's also the shortest, but you know what I'm saying? We've always come second, so it's the second month of the year, and it's Black History Month. We're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're talking about black love, you know what I'm saying? Because black love matters, you feel me? Don't send me no text messages or nothing about what I just said. I know I changed it. It's supposed to be lies, but love too, goddammit. Outside of that, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host for the night, you dig? All right, so first and foremost, I got the hostess with the mostest, the queen, as we call her. Hey, Pam, what's up?
What's up, y'all? How's it going tonight? I hope y'all ready, because we're going to talk about black love. Yes, black love tonight.
Yeah, no. We ready. You got to teach us some stuff. So we ready.
Ooh, I'm so ready.
I hope you ready.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's black love, not black love making, right?
I mean, how can you have
love
with
something
other, though? Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure. Make sure it was on the same page. Okay. All right, man, if y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying, my next co-host right over here to the right, you know, he just ran from the studio that we DJ in, because we leave all the DJ equipment in one studio, all the way over to the studio where we record the show in. His name is DJ Peasy. Y'all might know him as Chad P. What up?
Hey, man, what the fuck going on, man? Shit, I'm lit, man. I'm lit.
I'm trying to get to where you at, but I don't know if the bottle of alcohol got enough juice in it for me to get there. So I'm just going to be good. Also, you know, we're going to have the cream jumping in a little bit. We'll have all, you know, the usual suspects as well. I'm going to tell y'all what else we talking about. We got to address. If we're talking about black love, we got to address Bow Wow, you feel me? We have to. And if we're going to talk about that, we got to talk about, you know what I'm saying, the five love languages and why, you feel me? And if we talk about that, we got to talk about how much pussy costs. So can you put a price on it? You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Last price I heard was $700, but that was a negotiation up from five, you feel me? So can you put a price on it? Hey man, we going in tonight. If y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, when they leave me in control, shit go crazy. So with that being said, we gonna allow everybody to, you know what I'm saying, to be entertained, but we also gonna allow all the other black people to get on here, because you know how black people are, they join late. So we gonna allow all the listeners to get in before we tackle that main topic, which is going to take the most time. But, you know, we definitely have to talk about what's going on in the news. We had a lot of news this week. We're going to circle around this entertainment news. When we talk around entertainment news, we're going to talk about Bow Wow. You know what I'm saying? First of all, these niggas type this topic in. Bow Wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. First of all, if I tried to read that fast, I would fuck that all up. But anyway, we're talking about Bow Wow tonight, and if y'all don't know, he has a situation with, y'all forgive me, I don't know the little bitch name. Her name is Kiomi, Kimi, Kik, something. It's a Kim, K. We're going to call her Kim because that's all I got. But he had a little situation with her. It's his ex-girlfriend, now it's his girlfriend, his own again, off again relationship, and they, you know, had a little Jay-Z and Beyonce situation, or Soleil or whatever her name is. Situation in the elevator and shit, and he went to jail and she went to jail and all kinds of shit. So we're gonna talk about that. And I'm gonna let Peasy talk about it because he's a Bow Wow fan. He's been a Bow Wow fan since, you know what I'm saying, Bow Wow was 3 or 5 years old when he first came out. So I'm gonna definitely let him go ahead and kick this shit off real quick.
This nigga got jokes, bro. And I'm telling you something though. I don't think Bow Wow's a bad artist. I feel like there's much worse artists than Bow Wow, but this is not my cup of tea, man. But hey, it's a couple elements about this. As I was bringing this story up, I found it to be hilarious, but after talking to a couple people, they made me feel extremely bad for thinking that was funny. But the point they were trying to make, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, if it had been the other way around, it would have been very critical. It would have been crazy on the behalf of Bow Wow, right? So I have mixed emotions about it now. I can't say that I don't think it's still funny. Stop letting shit beat your ass, bro. I seen the video in the elevator, man. He was Mr. Get Bad in the elevator. So that made it much more hilarious to me because he was snatching car keys and all kind of other shit. So, but my thing is this. Kind of like, you know, I ain't going to bring up the other topic that we talk about quite a bit because always it never ends well. But if the shoe was on the other foot, though.
Yeah. Muted was going to work. Muted was going to happen just then.
Well, don't mute me, bro. I'm not going to go there. But if the shoe was on the other foot, then, you know what I'm saying, Bow Wow would be in much more trouble than he is now. And the young lady has not been really, I know she went to jail, but she's not been a source or a focal point in the media as far as domestic violence goes. So it's a clear double standard here. So my thing is this, you know, if we're going to hold men to one standard, should women not be held to the same in these situations? So that's my thought. Hey, man, if you want to segue on that or if Pam want to chime in on that,
yeah,
shit,
yeah, no. I'm going to say this, that, you know what I'm saying, women only cry, listen, I don't give a shit, fuck it. Women only cry about equal rights when it's for their benefit. You feel me? They only talk about equal rights when it's for their benefit. But if you get equal rights, which you should have, but if you get equal rights, you get equal punishment too. So that's just where I'm at with it. If she the guilty one, you know what I'm saying? I'm not convicting anybody. I'm just saying it looked like he the one that got fucked up, man. If he started the fight, but he just couldn't finish it, that's a totally different story. But if she was the aggressor, you know what I'm saying, she should get the same shit a nigga would get. You feel me? Equal rights. I believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Women on the way. All right, Pam, what
from
you
what
think?
From what I've seen from Lil Bow Wow, that nigga started that shit. But go ahead, Pam.
Well, you know what? I am in totally agreeance with you if she started it, because I have seen some women that beat men. I mean, just call it what it is. I know some women that love to hit men and then, you know, try to act as if, oh, but he hit me first. No, you hit him. So I just feel like, you know, hey, if you gave the lick, I feel like when the cops are involved, then guess what? Your ass should get the same level of punishment. I don't believe that just because he's a man that he should get all the punishment. No, because there are women out there who are just as bad. I mean, when we think about domestic violence, I mean, if all the men that, you know, really came out and really, you know, started talking about how these women treated them, I mean, if men weren't afraid and didn't have these egos, I think it would be a lot of men that come out even more. So I think, yes, some of these chicks are crazy out here in these streets. Some of these chicks pick their fight and beat their men up and do all that shit like that. And I ain't going to say just to make another bitch not want to fuck with their man, but they do that shit, and they talk about that shit later. So should they ass go to jail? Should that shit go on their mug shot? Should they get a mug shot? Yes. Should they do some fucking time? Absolutely, yes. I do believe that should happen for those type of women. Absolutely.
Bro. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm with it.
Have you ever been
slapped? I feel like, yo, slap me. Shit.
But here's what I want to ask. Before you ask that, Nick, let me ask this, and this is for you and Ted, because I brought up a point of, you know, if you was in a domestic violence situation, like, would you be vocal? Like, would you be vocal if you was in that type of situation?
Damn.
Yeah, I yell at a bitch. What do you mean, would I be vocal? I yell at the bitch all the time. Bitch,
No, not like that. Like, I mean, you so damn crazy. Let me get me a drink. See, it's going to be one of them nights. It's going to be one of these nights. No, not yelling at a bitch. But, like, what you tell the authorities, like, this bitch is beating my ass. Because that's what I feel like Bow Wow kind of did a little bit is he let that bitch beat him so he won't have to go to jail. He might have gave her a couple punches, but he's the one ultimately looks like the one that had the most bruises. So my question to you and Chad is, if from what I've seen, I'll say it like that. But here's the thing. Would you be vocal? Would you tell the authorities, my bitch is beating my ass?
First of all, you know, shout out. No, I don't think I would tell because I'd be questioning myself. I'd be like, was she born a female? Because, like, I must have made a mistake.
Oh, my God.
You know what? This shit should be happening.
Yeah,
no,
she was born
no
a
way.
Female.
Nah,
and
that's what I'd be questioning. I wouldn't tell nobody. No. I ain't met a dude that could do that yet. So if she doing that, she must be a man. So nah, I probably wouldn't tell nobody, to be honest, because I'd be trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, like, where her pictures at before she was a man, like, I mean, a girl. I'd be trying to do some research. I need the birth certificate before I tell.
So, Nick, you get the birth certificate, right? You get the birth certificate,
and you find
out, yes, it is a woman. Now, here's the thing, but this woman.
That bitch on testosterone. She been taking testosterone shots.
No, but she goes to the gym and she might work out. And she know maybe some of your weak spots, right? And she'll get your ass in your sleep and beat your ass. Then you got to go to work.
I ain't going to sleep through that.
I think
a video.
Right, you might not sleep through it, but you might wake up to an ass whooping, right?
Yeah.
But you
got
to go to work the next day.
When they saran wrapped a nigga to a chair. They had a video out there that a bitch saran wrapped a nigga to a chair.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? While he was, like, sleep or some shit like that. That shit
that's
crazy.
What I
don't
know.
No.
But Nick, dog, though. Oh, you right, Nick. Let me rethink that. Your ass is kind of black. You right.
Yeah.
You right. That probably won't work on Nick. But, Chad, let's say what about you? Your ass look right.
Wow. That shit crazy right there. That shit crazy. Hey, man. So a motherfucker will beat my ass.
Beating your ass,
you know,
and guess what? It's the month of October, right? That's domestic violence. Would you walk around? Would you walk around in your purple shirt every day, knowing that your ass is a capper, but you gonna walk around like a cute dog that day, that whole month, as a sign to let people know that you getting your ass whooped at home? I'm just asking. That's what came in my DM a few minutes ago.
So
I'm just throwing it out there.
Why would I be taking these ass whoopings? That's what my thing is, like, with these niggas that be like that are victims of domestic violence. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying it can't happen, but every woman ain't Layla Ali. You know what I'm saying? So most of them are petite and shit. You know what I'm saying? They feminine. Like, I ain't saying that you can't lose a fight to a woman. All I'm saying is, like, this motherfucker being a motherfucker ain't got no chance to put their hands on me. That's it. That's done. That's it. That's it for me. I ain't gonna have to tell because I'm gonna leave. Like, the fuck? I'm like, that bitch crazy. I be telling Nick the next day, like, man, I love that bitch. He gonna be like, what's up, why, bro? Because that bitch slapped me. All right,
so let's advocate for the brothers out there.
Why kill her?
Okay.
And I'm gonna be like, she's still alive?
Now, here's the thing, though, guys. Let's advocate for the brothers out there because we're talking about black love, right? And some people, you know, feel like, hey, that is love because she whooping my ass. That is love. You see what I'm saying? So it could be go both ways.
The fuck?
Look at me. That's your mama, Nick.
Yeah, if you can have one, that's the only woman that can whoop your ass in your life and it'd be okay. Your mama got an age limit, bro. She can only whoop your ass. You get about 16. You catch your mama and say, I wish she about to slap you. Like, hey, mom, put your hand in my face now. Hey. When I do, just talk to me. So ain't no motherfucking, ain't no getting your ass whooped, no.
Hey, bro, straight
up. That shit. I remember last time my mama slapped me. She was, I was like, what you doing? She was like, she called my dad in there. She got scared. I wasn't going to do nothing, but I was just like, you can't just keep hitting me in my face, no. This shit ain't, nope. Shit ain't okay. I love my mama to death, but no, bro, no. So if your mama can't do it, around the bitch that you fucking can't do it.
Hell no, dog. Hell the fuck no, dog.
Okay.
I totally 100% agree, bro. A motherfucker ain't got no chance to hit me. Like, I'm going to leave.
So
I ain't going to be able to tell because I'm going to leave. Huh?
Nah, I ain't going to leave. I'm going to leave after I knock that bitch down the stairs.
Y'all
said for
the
R. Kelly's out there.
Oh, Lord.
Nah, he was okay. Yeah, them niggas need to leave. So, I thought you said all the R. Kelly's out there. I was like, the fuck? I don't know about them niggas, but, yeah. So, my niggas, if y'all are listening to this shit, I am saying to leave. Leave the relationship, man. It's the same effect. You know how women, they be killing niggas and shit because they be beating on them? That's what's going to happen to women. You can't just beat on anybody and not expect to die. Nigga, that's slavery 101, I think. How not to be a slave, at least.
Oh, Lord. Don't bring slavery in just because it's
I'm
black
just saying,
history,
man. I know it's black
okay.
history, man. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? They beat up slaves. Nigga, I ain't no slave. The fuck you hitting on? You got to have your child if you want to hit on somebody.
Okay. I just wanted y'all to help the brothers out there who getting their ass beat. That's all. Because there's some brothers out there getting their ass beat in the name
of
love.
Gay. That nigga's gay. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no
Nick,
way in hell.
I knew you was going to say that.
Well, that was peasy, but them niggas gay.
Oh.
Now, I agree with Nick on that shit. Everything ain't gay. I don't agree with Nick on a lot of gay shit that he think is gay. But that shit
no,
gay. If you get your ass beat, I don't know.
I don't think that shit gay. That shit be gay. But, hey, listen, we got LaCream the Dream in this thing. You feel me? And I know LaCream got something to say about domestic violence from a woman being a man perspective. Cause I seen LaCream out there getting fit, swinging ropes and shit, and running around track 75,000 times, and doing push ups with one hand. She the one that's gonna knock a nigga out. So. You know, she'll be able to tell us from her perspective because we know that Donald is abused, okay? He's a battered man. We know that. So we're going to ask her what a man should do.
So, somebody's abused. My baby's not abused. So anyway, from a woman's perspective, I always feel like this, and Donald will tell you, like, I do not believe that women should hit on men. I just really don't. And I learned this really young because I have a brother. And I would never start anything to put my brother in a position to have to come and fight or just, you know, start unnecessary altercations. So I definitely don't believe that a woman should, you know, just start altercations where it becomes physically violent and she's the aggressor. I don't believe that we should put ourselves in those types of positions. Now, with that being said, let me say this. Have I ever been in a position where I have been angry, you know what I'm saying, not in my marriage, you know, obviously I was a little younger, but angry, you know, walking up on things or seeing certain things and just haul off and just be ready to fight? Yes, I've been there. I have been there, but today in this day and age, I would not play around like that. Definitely don't play like that with Donald. We don't play around with passing licks or putting our hands on each other just out of respect, you know what I'm saying? Because it can go left real fast and just you getting angry and just hauling off and popping somebody because, like, just like with him, with me, we don't believe in that. Like, you cannot put your hands on me at all, and I should not be putting my hands on you at all. Now, when it comes down to, I heard somebody say, well, like your mom. My mama whooped my brother. Or, well, see, she didn't, it went past whooping because my brother was older. He would get in trouble. It would be like square up. It wouldn't be like, I'm going to whoop you with a belt type of deal. It wouldn't be nothing like that. So my thing is, obviously, with your mom, that's a different situation because your mom will always feel like they know more or, you know, what they're doing is to help you or whatever the case may be. So when it comes down to your mom and disciplining you, it's a little different story. And I can't really compare that to a random woman or a spouse or what have you that's an aggressor. But I always tell any of my friends, because I have a lot of girlfriends that are very aggressive, you know, that think that it's okay, and then, you know, play the victim when a nigga haul off and pop her. You cannot. And then I also have some girlfriends that can go blow for blow and then whoop some niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I don't encourage that. I don't engage in that. I always feel like we should stay in our place when it comes to that type of situation. Because, again, I'm not saying, like I heard somebody say, you know, everybody ain't Layla Lee. I'm not saying that women can't go and throw hands and do that, because I know some that can do it, but I don't encourage that. I don't think that that's a safe thing to do or a safe practice, because, again, especially if you have children and people watching and paying attention, put yourself in a very, very bad situation when you do that, because what leg do you have to stand on if you are the aggressor, you start trouble? Because most times they're going to take y'all both to jail. But the police ever have to come and get involved and you did this and did that, y'all going to jail. And you got kids, and a lot of people do that in front of their kids. They fight and do all of that like that's okay. Those are things that children should never see, because that's a generational curse. You're keeping it going. Because he see you popping mama, hey, he might think, oh, his girlfriend, when he's 15, he can haul off and pop her. And it's just a generational curse that keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I don't know no bitch that go blow for blow, but I mean, I'm glad you know them.
Oh, I do know some.
I don't encourage that, ma'am. Ladies, I let you know I don't encourage that at all. But let me just say this. If you swing and hit me, you ain't never gonna hit another nigga. But anyway,
moving right along.
But that's
not
that nigga is not lying though. I swear to God, if that shit connect, dog. You got me so up.
Right.
I don't know what to tell
I'm
you,
not
bro.
Even saying I'm gonna swing back. I'm just saying that I know the weight that my punches hold. I'm not saying I'm gonna hit a woman. I'm just saying, like, if I did, I don't think she would. But she, anyway.
Hey, she said no passing licks at all, so he can't. Donald can't even slap you on that. No, man. Anyway.
I mean, but that's different.
May,
I'm not putting that in the same scenario.
No.
That's different.
She said no passing licks. I think this Miss May in this thing. That's Miss May.
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
I thought so.
Okay. What you think about the domestic violence, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to a man getting beat up by a female, a.k.a. Bow Wow getting beat up by Soulja Boy?
Oh, where I'm from and the people I know, I don't know no man that ain't, like, swing, like, beat the hell out of that woman. I don't care what they had going on. Once they connect, it's like the sweetest guy just transformed. So that's unheard of. I was appalled.
But she don't know no nigga.
I don't condone it, because, like, the women always get beat up. So when I seen that, I was just taken aback, like, wow.
Okay, so every dude you know is beating a woman.
Right. Huh?
Ms. May is basically saying every nigga she knows beating women up.
Yes. Like, when I swung on niggas, he swung back. I had to, oh, my gosh, you don't know what you got until you're in the line of fire. But I had to get out of that.
That was wild words.
It ain't funny,
but it's hilarious. Oh, God. Well, she obviously survived, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hold on, you swung first, though?
He had grabbed me, and he had a tendency.
That's not what I asked you. That's not what I said.
Kinda, but it was his fault.
Yeah, I'm sure he kicked you in the shoulder and made your arm come towards him. That's exactly what the fuck happened. Anyway.
No, I was walking away and he grabbed me. So I turned around and I, like, hit him two times. And then he swung. I had to move. this whole thing, and yeah.
Okay. I'm glad it was a thing. I'm glad you survived that.
Did you win? Miss May, did you win that battle? Did you win that battle?
Did you
win?
I what?
Did you win?
W-I-N. I mean, I live another day. I ain't finna go toe to toe with no dude. I did what I did.
Oh, okay.
To get out.
Okay.
But it wasn't no toe to toe fight. No.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought you went toe to toe with him. I was just checking. Okay.
I thought he was gonna hit me. I hit him first. He swung back. I was like, oh shit. He really do fight bitches. I had to get, because I had to get out that corner because you can't be trapped like that. So I had to, you know, duck and dive. When I got far enough away, I just went and got in my car and left.
So you heard that he used to fight bitches? Is that what it was? But you had to go and see for real, for real? You still kind of went out with him?
No,
you said, oh, he
damn.
Fight bitches for real?
It's a whole story. Like,
yeah,
shit,
okay.
Y'all.
I was like, hey,
Miss May,
I need to get to the bottom of
that
story. So you
I mean,
you
did
not
know.
Sorry, man, y'all play too much, bro. Y'all play too much.
I was just saying.
But y'all want to know what happened?
Yeah, because I need to make sure you didn't know ahead of time that he be laying hands with women before you start talking to him.
I didn't, but
okay.
He would talk
okay.
shit, and I talked shit back.
Nigga, hold
okay.
your motherfucker.
Huh?
I'm just asking. I need to know too, bro, because when he was talking shit, did he say I'll punch the shit out of you? Because it's so that's a warning.
Leave him alone.
I'm just saying.
No.
So he never said he hit you.
It happened over a course of time. I don't remember what I said, but he had hit me in my lip like I was a child, and I was like, what the fuck? So, long story short, he was in my house. I had to get him out of my house. So this particular night, you know, because I'm like, ain't no nigga finna put his hands on me. I don't care what happened, what I said, blah, 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 and my shit, you got to go. So I'm trying to be respectful about the shit. So I'm walking in and out of the house, sitting his stuff outside. So when I turned to go back inside, he grabbed me, and because he had already hit me before, I'm like, I can't take another headshot. I swung. That's when he swung back. So I was like, oh, he really fight me.
I mean, man, you want to let it
He
go?
Was living with you? You saw you put his stuff out. Y'all were living together?
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
did you move his shit in?
Y'all had an altercation.
Huh?
Did you move his shit in?
No, that was a crazy
thing. Well,
why
you thought you could move his shit out, right? Anyway, that's what got you in, right? Everybody knows that can't be touching people's shit.
I
do not fuck with this show. I don't fuck with this show tonight. We gonna keep it going. So basically, when it comes down to Bow Wow and women getting beat up by men getting beat up by women, I'm sorry, because women getting beat up by men is not funny. But men getting beat up by women, black men don't tell because they're not sure if it's a woman that they really with. And ladies, if you swing and he swing back, he really do hit me.
Exactly.
That's what we got from that.
I think that's a given, but
I have a question.
So,
like, we don't know what
so
you said.
Felt like he should have done something.
What now? Repeat the whole thing. We didn't hear.
Okay, so from what I understand, you know, I was only catching bits and pieces of, but from what I understand, he did not fight her back, correct? He did not hit her, or they had a fight. Which one was
correct.
It? Did they have a fight?
On the video that we have, nobody hit anybody. So we only have people's word to go off of. And judging by people's word, their word, they both say they was fighting and hit each other. Well, Bow Wow said she hit him, and he got scratches all over his face. So we believe that. And she say he hit her, but she don't got nothing. So either he got, you know what I'm saying, baby muscles, or she lying.
Exactly. He did right, because all she was going to try to do was sue her. He did right, because that's all she wanted was money. That's all that situation boiled down to. Now that we're no longer going to be together, let me at least try to win.
Yeah, I heard an inside source said she turned on some Trey songs, and she just went to work on them. The song that was playing was scratching me up. But anyway, moving right along.
What in the world?
Next topic at hand. You have to see the, you got to see the mugshot. So, Pam, is the queen still here? I know she is.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Okay.
I stepped away. What did you say?
Mm-hmm. Don't step away. I'm just letting you know that, you know, we it's February. It's Black History Month, in case people didn't know that. Shortest month of the year, so go ahead and get that out your system. But and it's also the month of the Saint Valentine. So we're going to talk about black love. Y'all been seeing that black heart all over Instagram, all over Snapchats, Facebook, Twitters, TikToks. Y'all been seeing that black heart everywhere. So
mm-hmm.
we're talking about black
we're
love.
African.
Pam, you going to lead us in the heart. Yeah, African. Well, I didn't, dog, I was talking about, I was actually talking about the eggplant that black men send black women. But
God,
neither here nor there.
Damn, man.
But either way, we talk about black love, and Pam's going to take us through this. Why? Because her and LeCream probably the only two that know what it means.
Don't do that. Y'all know what black love means. So let's talk about this black
like
love, guys. Let's talk about this black love, black love, black love. So I'm going to throw this out here for, like, LeCream. When you think of black love, what comes to mind? What comes to mind for you when you think about black love?
I really think about successful marriages. A lot of times, what I have seen directly, not always, you know, from, you know, famous people and stuff like that, just examples and role models that I've had kind of on my level that I'm able to see or interact with and speak to, you know, regularly. So black love to me is a happy, successful couple that are going through things and coming out on the other side still happy and successful. Because it's one thing for people to be in love and or claim black love, but, you know, they all hell is breaking loose. You know what I'm saying, in their household, and they either avoiding it, not dealing with it, or different things of that nature. So I respect and really salute black love that takes on these issues of whatever it may be and still come out on the other side successful.
Okay, I like that. I that's kind of my definition of black love, too. But, you know, I think of black love, too, is, you know, sometimes you go through the trials and tribulations in
mm-hmm.
love, just period. And,
yeah.
you know, I think back to, like, my grandparents. You know, I was able to see on both sides of my family, you know, black love, you know, couples that are staying together, raising kids. You know, my dad's parents were, you know, entrepreneurs, and just, you know, seeing, you know, them stand the test of time, because everything
right.
wasn't always peachy and cream, but I think it's, you know, it's very impactful to see, you know, black people sticking together where they're not fighting or they can fight fair. What do y'all think about that in black love, with being able to fight fair? I know we talked a few minutes ago about, you know, the violent piece of being in love and fighting fair. So what do you guys think about that? I'm going to bring the gentleman in on this. So, Chad, you know, you've been in numerous relationships, and I'm sure there were times you had some fights. In your black love, did you fight fair? And what did that look like?
Okay, when you say fight fair, what do you mean, like an argument between us two?
Absolutely, because, and the whole gist of this is to know that everything is not always peachy and cream in love, right? That means
okay,
there's some stuff in love, right? So when I say
it.
Fight fair is being able to have a disagreement, but still be able
mm-hmm.
to make love that night, even though we had a, you know,
right.
disagreement. Talk to me about that, Chad.
Nah, man, I don't fight her, man. I withhold the dick. Don't beat me in the argument. No more dick. That's you know. Nah, don't text
no.
me. Don't text me because your ass is right. Go be right by yourself over there. So yeah, I don't fight her. But I don't think nobody fights fair in arguments because I've been in arguments with people and shit, and they're trying to bring up shit that happened 2 years ago. That shit ain't fair. Like, what the fuck that got to do with what we're talking about right now? You know what I'm saying? So that shit ain't fair neither. So I don't really think people in general fight fair in argument. They just want to win. They just want the other person to see their point. So I don't even know if you can agree to disagree. But that still ultimately means your ass is wrong to me. So, you know what I'm saying?
So you going to withhold the dick, though?
Yeah, no more dick, man.
Just because
can we see what other fuck going on?
You?
Yep.
That's cold-blooded.
Ooh,
man,
are you serious?
Yeah, man, fuck that. No, I can't trust humanity. I can't.
You
got to see what's going on.
Just because. So let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying here, Chad. And this is for the latest favorite DJ, by the way, who was just playing some awesome mix for the boo thing, and then now you gonna tell me you gonna hold it from me?
Yeah,
man, what I'm saying, Pam, is that I can't fuck mad. Like, I can fuck getting over angry, because that's like angry sex right there. But I can't fuck when I'm irritated with you. I just can't do it.
I feel like that'd be the best time. It is.
Nah, hell nah. Come, getting over it, yeah. Getting over it. But nobody will be fucking in the height of the moment. Y'all be arguing and just stop and start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
This
no.
is
no.
the
Make
most.
Up.
Nobody does that.
Sensitive
I think
nigga
he said he
ever. No, yes, bro. Golly, man. You need to live life a little. Stop living by these rules. Damn.
Nick, I thought you was having a fucking orgasm then. I was just like, oh, my God.
This nigga Nick going to go to jail.
God damn.
This nigga,
okay.
This nigga
tell me,
Nick,
what were you guessing
gonna
to?
Going to jail.
You
was
guessing,
to
the part
to the
of
fact that you should be able to fuck a bitch when you upset with a bitch.
I thought so, too.
Everybody know the pussy pop harder when they mad. Everybody know, except for Chad. You the only one that don't know.
God damn.
But look.
Nigga
been getting angry pop pussy his whole life. You don't even know.
This nigga,
but
you gonna
Chad,
go to jail one
here's
day.
The thing.
Because the bitch don't really mean no, Nick, because she gonna tell on your ass. But what did they pound?
No, I ain't. I don't know about that part. All
right.
So let me ask Nick then, but I'm gonna move on from Chad because seems Nick has a lot to weigh in on this. So Nick, you saying
in
that?
The shower.
You choke him in the shower? Please, hold up.
In the bed, the shower, the car, it don't matter. Don't listen to that.
Oh, my God. We're talking about black love here. So,
yep.
So we're talking about black love. Is this one of your ways that you show that you love your chick through physical aggressiveness? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I'm just trying to.
Well, I don't know if we would consider it love, Pam. He wasn't necessarily talking about love. He was talking about fighting fair and shit when he said that. When he's talking about black love, I'm gonna have to plead the fifth. I don't know nothing about that shit.
So Nick, you don't know nothing about black love. So let me ask you, because I started out the conversation with, you know, do you feel like sometimes, and this is based on what you've seen, because obviously you've seen some people in love, based on what you've seen, people who are truly in love, have they, you know, tell me about you seeing them go through some of the tests of time.
Oh, we need some corn for this, bro.
Is somebody fucking now?
Yeah, somebody please give me a bowl of cornflakes. Let me get a bowl too.
Somebody's filing their nails or something. But let's keep it moving. Now, what was your question? What are some of the things
I've seen them do? Yeah, people who have stood the test of time, what did that look like in their relationships?
Well, you know, I've seen, you know what I'm saying, a couple long-term relationships, a couple of them, just a couple. Actually, it's three that I can think of off the top of my head. That looked like the people were still happy. I've seen more than three, but I've seen three long-term relationships that look like the people still happy. When I say long-term, I mean like 20 years plus, right? So this is what I've seen from them. And this is not a joke. It's all real. This is what I've seen. But it's three different, totally different things for the most part. So I've seen, you know, my grandparents, I think they're in love. I don't really know. I'm just going to say it's love because they've been together forever. They might be used to each other and scared to die alone. I don't know. But they, what they do and what I've seen work for them, it's not a joke, is they don't sleep in the same room. So that's probably what you do after a certain amount of years. They cook each other breakfast and make sure they all good. I never seen them hold hands or kiss or nothing, but that would be disgusting because they're both about 75 or older. I don't know their age, but they older shit. But they don't sleep in the same room. So that's what... Yeah, nigga, you know how disgusting, they ain't got real teeth either. Don't they put their teeth in? So they,
Nigga, what's disgusting about holding
Nick, you doing too much.
What's disgusting about holding
hands? Have you ever seen old people's hands? Them bitches wrinkly as fuck. Because I don't even, I like give my grandma a hug. That's about it. I hold her hand. No, don't take my hand.
Hey, nigga, nope, I'm not doing it. Moving right along. Okay, they all sleep in the same room.
Thank
That's crazy.
You. I didn't want to get into the hand thing because it's a real mushy hand. But anyway, never mind. They don't lost weight, but the skin be extra skin. Anyway, I seen my parents. You know what I'm saying? They still go on vacations together, hang out. You know what I'm saying? They always together. They eat together so much, I think they got trust issues. You feel me? I don't know if this is a true fact or not, but I just feel like they got trust issues because they ain't never apart. So that's cute, I guess. When you've been married for like 20 plus years, it looks like it's painful to me, but they happy and they smile a lot. So whatever the fuck. So I guess that's the kids out the house, lovey-dovey stage. They probably be fucking through the house and walking around naked and shit, nasty shit. But they probably be doing it. So I've seen that relationships and shit.
There's
a lot of compromise and shit.
Room.
Oh, no, yeah. This is my parents. My parents, they sleep in the same room for now. They sleep in the same room for now. But when they get their parents' age, they're probably going to move out either of the same room because it's their parents I'm talking about, so they're my grandparents.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I seen my aunt and my uncle. They've been together my whole life, too. And they don't never stay in the same place. They live together, all that kind of stuff, but, like, they always traveling. They always gone. They always on the road. They always doing something. So they just living their best life, and they look like they in love. They still be kissing all on each other and stuff, too. So I think, like, love, black love has stages. Like, you got that beginning stage, then you become where you are, or lovey-dovey and shit. You got that parental stage where you got to kind of hide that shit, I guess. Not for real hide it, but y'all know what I mean. And then you got that stage where, you know, you can go back to the lovey-dovey stage. Then you got a stage where you're like, can one of us please die? So we're just going to sit in the other room and be like, I didn't know he stopped breathing because I was in the other room. I feel like that's what my grandparents is doing right now. So that's where we at.
That's
the part of the things people do when they be in love.
All right.
That is crazy, bro. Both my grandparents, both sets, neither one of them, well, some of them did something. Well, my mom and parents did every now and then. They slept in the same room, so I guess they were still having sex every now and then, but for the most part, they didn't sleep in the same room. But my dad's parents.
My grandparents nope. Didn't either. That's why I said that shit crazy.
Yeah.
My grandparents did not sleep in the same room.
Yeah. When the pussy stopped working like this, what's the point?
What? Why couldn't be the dick stop working? Don't do that.
Well, nigga, I don't know how to. Maybe it did too. But I feel like a nigga can always roll over and dig me hard in the morning. I don't care what you got going on. I feel like in the morning, If you roll over and that ass is right there, your dick gonna be hard immediately in the morning. So they could have always had morning sex for the rest of their life. They ain't have to move out.
Nigga, that, I think that shit well off, nigga. I think that shit like a car battery, nigga. You only got like so many cranks in that motherfucker.
For what?
For getting hard, nigga.
Okay. I need you to be specific. Nah, nigga, I don't think that's true.
I want to keep this train going, so I want to go over to Lecream and then Miss May. So what does black love look like to you guys? So thank you, Nick, for sharing what it looks like from what you've seen. So let's go to Lecream. What does that black love look like to you, Lecream?
You want me to go again? I went first. You want me to?
Oh, you went first? Okay, my bad. Miss May, what does black love Miss May, what black love look to you? Nick got me all throwed off. I apologize.
It's okay. And mine is going to be, like, really quick. Black love to me looks like looks like when Ike and Tina worked it out. That's all I got to say.
When Ike and Tina worked it out. Okay, because that was
a
couple
that
went through the test of time. Okay. No, not when he told her to eat the cake. That's not the piece you're talking about, right?
I'm talking about the whole thing. Like, after they went through all that bullshit, they still worked it out and ended up being a lovely couple. It took a while, but they made it.
I don't know if I saw that at Cantina Paul. Did y'all?
Me either. And I don't know if that's I'm model to emulate because she was getting her ass beat.
That's why I was just like, what part did you see?
But you saying stay, get these ass whoopers and hope that it get better.
Yeah.
Miss
like,
May, is that why that dude whoop your ass? I mean, we just need to know now. Tell us the truth. We want to advocate for you tonight now.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
Okay. All right. So let's move along. That's black love. Let's move it along. One more thing when it comes to black love. One more thing. When it comes to black love, we talked about what make it work. We talked about what it means and what it looks like to each other. So one more thing I want to talk about here when it talks about black love is when it comes to black love, what is that one thing that you're not willing to put up with in your relationship? So what's that one thing you're not willing to put up with? So, Lecream, let's go to you. What's that one thing? In Donald loving you, where do you draw the line at? What's that one thing like,
I'm going to say the one thing that I would draw the line at is, let's just say an infidelity did occur or something like that, a child being brought out of that situation. I think that's the infidelity is already a deal breaker for me, but that type of situation that comes along with that is definitely a no-go for me. I can deal with a lot of things. There's a lot of things as individuals we can deal with and handle. But, you know, like I always tell anybody who's been in situations like that or I've had conversations with, we always say, oh, yeah, I can deal with it or I can handle it. And then it happens, and then, like, 2 years down the line, like, I heard somebody else say, you still throwing up stuff in the argument, you know, because you're not playing fair, so you're thinking about all the old stuff that transpired, and you want to shoot that out every opportunity you get. So I always feel like, no, that's a deal-breaker for me. So I know that I would never be able to just fully function anymore in the relationship how I had if that was the situation for me.
I think that's
I can
a
be
deal-breaker
broke with
for
you.
Me, too.
Yeah, I could be broke with you. I can be a lot of things with you. I can be a lot of things with you, and I can earn in the process, but what I can't be is the mama of the situation, or the I can't do that.
Ooh, that is a little heavy, that part right there. That is a little heavy.
Yeah, that's
what
a little heavy.
You, what about you, Nick? What's your deal breaker in black love?
Monogamy.
What is it? What did you say, Nick?
Should I repeat it? Monogamy.
Yeah. And why?
That's the deal breaker. I don't know. That's a Jesus question because like he put way more women than me.
So you want you a sister wife? Is that what you're saying? You want you two or three sister wives,
no.
Niece?
Nope. If you take out the last words you said, then yeah. But if they got to come with that last word, nope, I don't want it.
You don't want no wife?
Nope.
That's what you're saying?
So, Nick, wait, Pam. So you are the one that just talked about all these happy couples that are around you. Really? You're not interested in marriage?
I didn't say they were happy. I said they were
awesome.
Still together. What the fuck is you talking about?
You said happy. You said
I don't know how
happy
you can be if you told a motherfucker to stay in another room. Like, I don't know. You and your race.
Well, I don't agree with all that, but I'm just saying.
I don't know about the happiness part. Yeah, nah, I'm cool on that. I'm cool. Y'all asked me what my deal breaker was. I ain't say nothing when you said something about you don't want to be the mama. I ain't say nothing about that. So
No. Oh, I didn't even hear what your deal breaker was. All I heard was, well, my question was, with you having so many role models around you, I would think that you would be interested in marriage. But obviously, no.
Nah, I'm straight on that. Pam, don't you got this question for somebody else?
Yes, let's go on over to Chad. Chad, what's your deal breaker and your black love?
Y'all know. Don't be farting around me, bro. I'm dead ass serious about that shit. That's a deal breaker. Bring them broke up on your
no
ass.
No front. Okay, Miss May, what's yours?
Lying.
Ooh, lying. That's a good one. That's a good one. I gotta say mine is I'm with LaCream. Don't bring me no child. I mean, I can't deal with that piece. I mean, I've seen it happen to other people, but I don't think that's something that I could deal with. That's something that me and my husband talked about. Actually, I think it was last week, and you know, we was talking about, you know, going through your spouse's phones and all that kind of jazz. And I'm just like, at the stage I am right now in our relationship, I don't feel like I got to do all of that. I mean, like I said, a chick would have to come and ring my doorbell for me to, you know, just like believe some shit, you know?
Right.
Because I don't go looking for the shit. I mean, she got to ring my doorbell. She got to bring me some proof. Otherwise, I'm not looking. That's just me. So, but with that being said, like bringing a child, now she bring a child to the doorstep, that's when me and Lana got to have some conversation. So that's my deal breaker when it comes to black love. Some good stuff. So, Nick, I hand it back off to you. And that's all we have for black love right now. I know your do's, your don'ts, what you look for. Nick, don't you want to talk about what people love language is? Maybe I hand that off. This could be good segue.
Absolutely. That's something that we want to talk about. But I just got to give people a quick summary of what we learned about black love. I think everybody needs to remember what we talked about tonight. So first thing we talked about was Bow Wow. I'm not going to give you the summary. I already did. And if you're listening to this later, you just rewind. And if you can't rewind, listen to it again. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But if you talk about black love, I can tell you a couple of takeaways from black love is or women do not want to deal with being your mother. That's a no-go for them. Black love does look like to them. I don't remember, but it looked like something. And dudes don't want to deal with commitment. Commitment to smelling your farts, a commitment to fucking you. Either way, they don't want to deal with that, and that's okay. And last but not least, men and ladies, when y'all get wrinkly fingers and hands and shit, you got to sleep in a separate bed. That's what we learned. That's it. Black love, that's what it is. Black love matters. So we talk about love languages, and they say it's five of them. So, I mean, that's all I really got. They say it's five of them. I don't know, not one.
Yeah, it's five love languages.
It is?
Yeah, man, five of them. Yes.
Yeah.
Five of them.
Okay, I'm gonna let the lady's favorite DJ tell us what those five love languages are, if he know them, because the ladies' non-favorite DJ don't know none of them bitches.
Okay, so it's like acts of service, words of affirmation, who's the other motherfucker? Actions or some shit like that. Hold on, I'm just going to look them up. I ain't going to do y'all like that. That's just lazy. All right, it's words of affirmation, gifts, acts of service, quality time, and physical touch. Those are five languages of love.
What was the last one?
Physical touch.
Okay.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. So you can have multiple languages of love. You have one dominant one, though, but you can have multiple ones that you like. And you can just have one. So my shit, like, for example, my shit is going to be acts of service. Like, you can tell me that you love me, but I need to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? I need acts of service. Or you can vacuum. But you know about doing shit like vacuuming the floor because you know I like vacuuming the floor. You know, that motherfucker love me, man. She know I'm fucking vacuuming
the floor. You know what I'm saying? Vacuuming the floor? What the fuck?
Nigga, you don't know nothing about cleaning up. So shut up. But anyway, you can have multiple love leggings.
I know I'm not going to waste my time loving vacuum floors. If I was going to love some shit, there ain't going to be a vacuum floor.
Nigga, because you tripping. That's why.
I love how you just wear that vacuum cloth that float. When that shit say vroom, vroom, I love that shit. It leaves a little lines in the carpet. Dang, I love it.
Bruh, them little lines in the carpet fire, nigga, first of all. That you wouldn't know nothing about that. Yo, what you got? Fucking paper mache floor. But anyway, think of fucking love language, nigga.
Nah, that's stupid shit. Hold on, let me see.
Nigga.
Let me see. Hey, listen, I bet you go crazy if she gets the car back and out there, huh? Anyway.
Hell yeah, nigga. Motherfucking right. You fucking right, nigga.
LaCree.
Yes.
Which of these are yours? These languages of love. Don't you say vacuuming. Don't you do that shit. We were in the show
don't
right
say
now.
What?
Don't you say vacuuming.
I can't hear you.
Nothing. Just say what the shit is, okay? What the language is like.
Okay. So, I'm going to say that I have to go with Chad on this one. I need to see it. Don't tell me you love me. I need you to show me. That's a big one for me. And for Donald, his touch, like, you know, intimacy, that would let him know. Me, And I'm glad that this is a topic because this is a conversation that Donald and I would always have because I had to learn his love language. I had to learn to love him how he needed to be loved and not how I knew to love individuals or to love people because my love language that I had for him or that I show and the way I show him, I do things for you. And so that was a big thing for me when we first met. I would just do a lot for him. I love to shop, so I would buy clothes. I would do things like that because I needed you to know that that's how I show that I care about you. Because I care about the things that you have, the things that you don't have, but you're missing something, so I make sure you had it. So that was what I would do, but that wasn't his love language. That's not what he needed. He needed more of touch, more of intimacy, more of, I guess quality time is a little, you know, that's a separate one, but all those things kind of roll into one as to what he needed. But me, I'm more of an action person. All you got to do is just show me. So it could be in things like, I know certain things I don't like to do, you know, and if he does it for me, I'm happy. I know that you love me, you care, because I would rather not do the restroom, or I'd rather not pump gas, or I'd rather not, just simple things like that.
Why?
Would do.
Why?
Again,
why?
I let you know.
Why? Yeah. Well, tell me this, LaCree. Why Nick acting like little bitty things can't be acceptable as a way of show love? Like, you ain't never had nobody pluck your hair bumps, nigga. Like, some of this shit, like, what's wrong with vacuum carpet and pluck?
Yeah, hair bumps.
My mom
used to make me pluck hair bumps. You know why? Because my dad is
gross,
in the other fucking room. You feel me?
The other room. Gross, nigga.
Wrinkly
I'm not
hair.
Plucking my grandma's hair bumps.
I think it really does boil down to the small things. I mean, because, again, like, I've seen the post circulating. I know you all have seen this, too, but it's true. If a man gives you money and he has money, is that really love? In my opinion, no, because, hell, money is not an issue to him. He has it in abundance, so if he gives it to you, is it because he loves you or because he wants you to fuck off? Or if a man who has a few bucks gives you a few bucks, his last, I mean, do you consider that love? I mean, I would because I know you didn't have it. So for you to go in your pocket and have $5 that you was going, that was it, and you, hey, $5 for you to eat. I mean, I know you let me just gave me your last. That's it. So, I mean, you know, I do believe that the acts are small.
because large, you know, large things, you know, at the end of the day, most people consider these large acts monetary. It's material. So, you know, if you got money, it's nothing. But when people do little shit like you say, vacuum, don't vacuum because I like to do that shit. If you do that, man, I know you fucking with me. I know you trying to make me mad because you know that's what I like to do.
Amen.
Or if you leave my car empty, if you leave my car empty, you pissed off at me. That's just like when Dylan and I get upset, I still fix this plate. I could be mad as hell at him. I could literally want to, I could lose my mind. But when it's time to eat, I'm going to still fix this plate. I'm going to still put it on the table in front of him. I'm going to still do that. Now, I may be pissed off. I may not have many words for you, but I'm going to still do that because I still love you. You still got to eat, but I'm fucking pissed off right now. You know it. And he's the same way. He'll do things for me, and he's probably angry with me. But, I mean, we got to get it done. It's what we do.
Yep. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Fuck all that shit. Hey, Pam, since you agree so much, what languages do you speak in the love situation?
So, my love language is quality time, right? So I'm with LaKareem on that. Niggas can give you money, you know, I feel like, but if you really invest time in me where you, I ain't going to necessarily say you plan shit out, but it's quality time, not just time, because I feel like niggas can just spend time to be like, okay, bitch, I did this with you. Okay, great. No, but quality time where you do things to show me that you are interested in me as much as I'm interested in you, then yes, that's my love language. I also like acts of service. I think Chad said it best. You know, you got to show me. And so acts of service is one for me. And I'm just like LaKareem. I do the exact same thing. There are times I'm mad at my mate, but guess what? I'm going to still get up. I'm going to still fix his food. I'm going to make sure he's good to go. Whatever he needs for me to do, whether it's iron his clothes, it doesn't matter what it is, I'm going to do that. And that's my husband's love language as well. So if I stop doing those things, he know, okay, there's something wrong in our relationship. So, yeah, he know he done fucked up now. You know you done fucked up, don't you? That's one of them situations. So those are my two. You got to show me. You got to spend some quality time with me. So for me to know that, okay,
okay.
You about it for real. Because I don't need
well,
the money.
Well, I guess I'm going to go. Yes, I got to go. I guess I'm going to go. All right. So, first of all, I believe. I'm going to read these. I mean, since I've been reading these, I see a couple of them that I align with. So, I don't need to do shit for me. I got two legs, two arms, and all that shit. So, I vacuum my own goddamn fuck. Or I won't. Whatever the fuck. But the words, the affirmation, that's cool. Quality time, cool. And physical touch, that's cool. I don't know which one is number one. I'm not going that far, but I like all three of them. I think they kind of go together. You know what I'm saying? Quality time probably number one. We ain't got to talk long as we just chilling and kicking it. That's what I, you know, that's my lifestyle. So I'm with that. But, you know, you fix my plate. I mean, that's nice. I appreciate it, but, like, that ain't, like, number one on my list of things that need to be done or nothing like that. If you vacuum the floor, I might not even say nothing about it being back. Well, if you vacuum the floor and you sprinkle some of that stuff down before you vacuum it, I'm going to say something because I like that smell. You know what I'm saying? Because I like scent, good scent. So that's the only way you ever going to get something from me with a vacuum. But if you buy some candles, like them bitches that we own, but yeah, them the ones that I feel like is important. And I agree with Pam. Like, it's important to know yours, but you might not know. You know what I'm saying, these definitions, but you're going to know what you like and what you don't like. I think the more important part, because I'm going to be serious for just a second and I'm going to go back to being a nigga, but I think the most important part is being in tune with what your partners are, whatever the fuck, and being able to cater to those, because it's not always going to be exactly what you want. You got to realize you got to switch that up and do things that they like. And if you
absolutely
actually love them, then that's going to be something that you want to try to do. It's the same thing. Like, people do this at work all the time. When they do, we got another nigga coming in, but when they talk to a person a certain way because they know they're going to receive it better if they say it this way, it's the same shit, you know what I'm saying? So if you can put that work, that effort in at work, then you definitely need to be putting that effort in at home where you choose to be at, where the person you choose to be with, right?
So you need to pay attention to what it is they want. Don't expect from them what you want. Expect from them. Don't expect them to give. Expect them to enjoy what you would enjoy. Expect them to enjoy what they would enjoy. And you got to figure out what that is. That's the whole point of a relationship, is being able to switch it up and show them you appreciate them in the way that they can receive that, and vice versa. So that's what I got. I also learned that from the people with the wrinkly hands. So they're the ones that tell me that shit. We got another motherfucker that not only speaks a couple love languages, this nigga also speaks black. Why? Because he's the darkest nigga in nighttime radio. Justin, what's up?
What's going on, baby, man? What's going on, team? What's going on, fam?
Hey, Jeff.
How's everybody living?
Living.
I mean, good. We barely living. I'm glad you made it on here because Chad is acting totally different. Let me tell you something, bro. This nigga said that he go crazy if a bitch back in the flow for him. All she got to do is back in the flow.
Hey, Justin, now before you say hey, man, you don't like vacuum carpet.
No.
First of all,
no,
I've been to Justin's house, but he don't like vacuum carpet because all his floors can be swept. So, no, he don't.
I'm not in favor of carpet, but I will say, if she do vacuum, I better see some lines in the floor. If it ain't no lines in the floor,
you talk about,
then really,
you talk about.
Then really it ain't vacuum. So if I come home and there's some lines in the floor, I'm like, all right. But, you know, I was gifted iRobot for Christmas. So we definitely ain't vacuuming no clothes. Nah, we just turn that bitch off and let it ride. So, nah, ain't nobody getting no points for vacuuming.
See what I'm saying? Unless vacuuming is code word for head. That's the only way you get credit for vacuuming in it.
Right.
Can vacuum
where
all
she,
kinds
got,
of
she got that vacuum.
Right.
She got that vacuum clothes.
Yeah, you right. I like that when I get
that
home.
Might be what he was talking about. That might be what he was talking about.
Yeah, like, dude, you can vacuum.
I don't know what I was thinking. Vacuum music.
Please.
Yo, y'all niggas is funny. Y'all niggas is funny. But hey, Justin, do you know what the five languages of love are? If not, I'm going to tell them to you, and then you got to tell people which ones you align with.
All right, so the five love languages is head, sex.
I'm not fucking with your
head. Don't forget head and boo, and then appreciation, okay? So it's head, sex, head, and appreciation. Yeah, that's the five,
okay,
right there.
So I think that's physical touch and maybe affirmation. That's what he said. He said physical touch and affirmation. I'm with it. I just had to translate, but I do not disagree. And lady, what he said, he needs more physical touch than affirmation.
That's all we saying. Listen, I'm with it, girl.
Y'all over here talking all this sensitive talk. Y'all tripping. This man said he wants to see some lines in the flow. Back in the flow for me,
nigga,
too.
Why do you
only care about fucking, bro? Like, you go fuck. Calm down. Yeah, like you 12, nigga. What the fuck? Why you can't care about the world?
Well, according to you, I better get it in before it stops because it's a certain age where you just can't do it no more.
Nigga, that's his proof, nigga.
Then
that's
we can worry
proof
about
like,
a vacuum. Then we can worry about a vacuum
that
at that point.
Nigga, yeah, I tell you, man, the dick is like a car battery. It's only for me to crank me a motherfucker. I'm telling you now.
Well, let me tell you,
man told me
you can replace a car battery, you feel me? You can go get a recharge and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, nigga, it ain't no recharge, though. You got to jump on them another motherfucker. Hell nah. You got to rely on some shit.
That's what the vacuum is for, to be jumped on.
Enjoy while you can. Sam, enjoy while you can.
Y'all wildin' the night. I see. Y'all is wildin' the night.
All right, man, look, so. Y'all know what the five love languages are, man. I hope y'all study them and y'all get back into y'all relationships and figure out what your mate is, all right? But if you never figure that out, you might not never have a mate. And if you never have a mate, then you're going to need to know how much pussy costs. The question is, can you put a price on the box? I'm going to start with Justin, since he's fresh in. He can go ahead and give his opinion. Can you put a price on it? And I think we've discussed price before, probably privately. But, you know, you let the people know what you feel.
I mean, in all honesty, yes. I definitely believe you can put a price on it. And some people are like, oh, no, I'll never sell mine, and it's mine. And, you know, ain't nobody think. But technically, yes, you can put a price on it, because if you take a girl out of the date on a date, on the first date, and you know, you're expecting something at the end of the date, you know, the date might be a little bit better. I mean, this nigga still dates these days. But, you know, it's one of those things where if I ain't expecting to get none at the end of the night, then we might just be at McDonald's or Burger King or, you know, something like that. But, you know, if I'm thinking, oh, this is going to go well, this is going to be good, you might move up the Cheddar's, Chili's, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, you know, because I'm paying for it. I'm paying for the meal. It's like I'm paying for the pussy in advance. And that's how I look at it, because you can't put a price on pussy.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, paying for it. Paying for it. So it can cost you, you know what I'm saying, 2 for $6 or Burger King or 2 for $10, whatever it is. Or it can cost you, you know what I'm saying, something different. I don't know what else you would take a chick if it wasn't Burger King. But
who bought pieces on the drink?
Right.
So no, they killing that slurpee, you feel me? Who that?
Like a vacuum.
What vacuum is that over that bitch?
Whatever it is, got that PS stocker. They got that super PSI. That suction on that vacuum.
That bitch going to have all kinds of lines in the flow. Shit.
Wiggly lines.
The cream.
Yes.
How much it costs?
Ooh.
Not yours. We're talking about it in general. Not you.
Oh.
Donald.
Oh.
Let that be known, bro.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will say, like Justin said, it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, indirectly it's being bought when dinners are paid for and trips and all these different things are being purchased. So indirectly it's being paid for. Now to say I'm gonna tell somebody, okay, hey, it's gonna be $200, it's gonna be $1,000, it's gonna be $1,500, something like that. You know, I don't really know how to put a price to that. I don't know how one would do that unless you're escorting. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just randomly, I feel like, you know, it's being bought anyway. Whether you're married or single, it's being bought.
True. True story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Except when you're married, that shit like a loan with a high-ass interest rate. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga dumb as fuck. They'll pay that shit out. Miss May. That nigga take all your shit. Miss May, what you think?
What I think about what?
How much will it cost?
Huh?
Can you put a price on the box?
Oh, yeah. Everything got its price.
How much?
Depends on the price.
Man, that's real as fuck, man. How much? That's real as fuck, man.
I don't know what else you want me to say.
She's saying, hold on, are you saying that the price of the box depends on the person who owned the box or the person that's trying to purchase the box?
Both. But solely on the owner. But both.
Cool. Peasy?
Well, just to piggyback on Ms. Mink, then I'm going to my point. I would say it depends on how many people want it.
If just that one person wants your box, you should probably charge $1. If you got millions that want your box, then you should probably get millions of dollars. That's how I feel about it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's it. It's the only pair of AirPods. All right, so what I feel about the price of the box now, on some serious shit, I really feel like women should be scared for their lives all the time. I really do. Because pussy, niggas will do damn near anything for pussy. And you know how I know? Not because I did anything, but because I saw other niggas doing any goddamn thing for pussy. And some shit that goddamn valuable that people do anything for, it ain't safe, nigga. It's not safe. So I really do feel like pussy might be, like, damn near priceless. But you know what I'm saying? Niggas be trying to take that shit. So y'all ladies be safe out there and shit. But from what I heard from another woman, the price of the pussy might be $500 plus tax. I'm just leaving it up.
Might be what?
He said $500 to what?
$500 plus tax.
Plus
to a
tax. Got it.
Plus tax.
Got it.
All right, Pam. You want to buy the
gap.
But see, here's the
regular tax.
You can make up your own tax.
No, it's a standard government tax because bitches be writing their pussy off on their taxes. So it's regular 7%?
No.
It's just sales tax.
Here's my idea.
It's just sales tax on that one.
Here's my idea. Well, it can't be $500 then because.
Well, no, he said he heard somebody say that, so I don't know if he made that up, but if they said it, you can't change the price.
That's for them, and that's for Dave.
Okay. Well, Harry, tell me about this $500, bro.
I mean, I'm just saying. I think
you said
I'm
Harry
with.
Box.
They got a conversation.
No, I said Harry Tubman box.
Okay, so here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. I agree that with Miss May, when Miss May said that it depends on who want it, because here's my thing. If you want my box really bad, then you're going to pay whatever price I tell you the price is. That's my take on it. Okay, there you go. Well, whatever the price I say, and especially if I don't like you, and you keep worrying me about wanting to get my box, then if you keep worrying me about my box, I'm gonna give your ass a ridiculous price to make your ass pay if you want this box. Yes, and I determine what the tax gonna be on it. That's just my thoughts.
Well, they got a lot of trouble to go through to even get to your box after they pay for it. I don't even know why they would even want that. But anyway.
Wait, you ain't never had it, Nick. So don't be talking about some shit you ain't never had before.
They got they gonna have to a mountain to get to that motherfucker though. But by the time they get to it, they gonna have wrinkled hands, goddamn. But anyway.
Your ass might have wrinkled hands. Some men know how to get to the box with all this ass. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Some men got big hands and not little hands. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't want the box if they got little hands. So let me tell you something. That has been verified, okay? Since I made that statement, little hands has caught on. But anyway, I'm just going to let that go. Somebody stole it from listening to the show. But little hands is out there now, so. Thank me later. Anyway, I don't know if you can put a price on the box, so I don't really have a comment on it. You can put whatever you want on it, but just because you put the price on it don't mean people ain't going to pay only fair market value. You feel me? You can't be charging Lexus prices when you're trying to sell a Honda. You understand what I'm saying, ma'am? So all I need you to know is it's just like it's a Kelley Blue Book
value on cars. It is a Kelly Blue Book value on your pussy, okay? And it don't make you special because all bitches got one unless they get changed over to men. But we don't give a fuck about them. So don't be trying to overcharge for something you know ain't worth it. All right? Hold on. Pussy for sale. And they done rolled the little mileage thing back. And they say they don't got that many miles.
Boy,
but when you get it, you take it for a test drive, you realize that motherfucker's an 87 Caprice Classic. And you thought you had a 2018 motherfucking Malibu. But you don't. You don't have a Malibu, okay? So I'm just letting you know. This is a Kelly motherfucking blue bit. But most of you bitches got cash car pussy. That's what the real, if you really want to know the truth. All right? Anyway. If it's dick that's off in your pussy while y'all having sex, you got a cash car pussy, okay? So anyway, neither here nor there, but it's everywhere. I'm out. That's all I got to say about that. Pam, you had something else?
I'm done.
Nope. All right, cool. Hey, look, we're going to go ahead and recap this last topic. We learned that it is the price of pussy, and you can determine the tax, but only if your pussy is worth it. And the price can change depending on how many suitors you have after that pussy, okay? So if you have a million, then you might be able to sell it for $1 million. If you got one, then it might be only worth a dollar. Is that correct? Did I get everything right? Of course I did. All right, man, look, y'all been real. This been 3KQ. We're going to jump into some shout-outs, man. So the cream, you know how this goes. Get it started.
All right, DKQ. It's been an awesome day as usual. Chatting with you guys about Black Love as we approach Valentine's Day. It's our anniversary on a Saturday, so we'll be 9 years. So shout out to my husband. We made it 9 years. Shout out to 3KQ. Shout out to all of the trips. Shout out to everything that's about to happen. Shout out to anniversary. So just scoop all of that good stuff.
Hey, shout out to the little 17 days of love y'all got going on. That's cute.
Yes, our anniversary is on the 17th.
Yeah, no, I get it now. Because it's been Saturday. I got it. I got you. All right. Ms. May?
Yes. Shout out to 3KQ Radio and all and all the listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'd be doing to deserve this shit. I hate Justin.
Man, shout out to the team, 3KQ Radio, man. Shout out to the fans, everybody listening. Hey, man, it's Valentine's Day is coming up very closely. Ladies, head is not a present, but it's a damn good substitute if that's all you got. So that's my tip for you. And Side Chick Appreciation Day is February the 15th. So, fellas, if you need to get your side chick something, go ahead and hit Walmart up at 12 a.m. Everything will be on clearance, and that's the perfect time to side chick to give if you plan it on it.
Bars. I didn't even think about the price dropping. That's a good-ass idea. All right, Pam.
All right, so shout-out to 3KQ team. Awesome show tonight. Shout out to me because my birthday is next Sunday, so I don't know if y'all going to hear from me or not because I might be doing some special things myself. And shout out to my boo, Mr. LB. Shout out to you, boo. That's all I have.
I don't know what they doing, but peace is.
Well, I would like to start out with shouting out the team. Appreciate you, man. We definitely appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate y'all tuning into the mixes. We'll be back next week for another ravishing Black History Month episode. I hope y'all enjoy Black Love. I think that's all I got, man. Shout out to all the listeners in Chicago. Hey, man, love not war. Love not war. All right, back to you, Nick.
Yep, hey, man, look, shout out to the squad. That's 3KQ, man, our entire squad. We appreciate y'all as always. And then shout out to the listeners, the fans, and everybody that tune in every week. And if you tuned in for the first time this week, we appreciate you just as much. And then, you know, shout out to Valentine's Day, man. Get your lady something. I know the day don't mean nothing, but it means something to us. So get your lady something. It is. And if you don't, well, you know, She might be moving your shit out of the house. Just don't grab her because she's going to swing on your ass, right? All I'm saying is, man, look, enjoy life. Learn some love languages. You know what I'm saying? Don't. If you do all that, you ain't got to worry about how much the box costs because you ain't going to have to pay for another one. And you can enjoy some of this black love. Everybody wants something, but we going to get some. You dig? I'm Nick, motherfucking no nickname, and I'm out, bitch.